Voice activation. It's said to be the next big tech trend for shopping. Just announce what you want, call it out into the ether, and if you have the right device set up, you just bought it. Sounds nifty, if maybe fraught with peril for the impulse buy. Well, here's the way I do voice-activated ordering. These satsumas, they're from Plaquemines Parish? Well, thank you, ma'am, I'll take a bag. Or here's another one I've been working on lately. Where did you catch these shrimp? Wow, that close? I'll take 2 pounds, please. This is ordering, by voice, and actually in person, at farmers markets in New Orleans. Yes, it's the old-fashioned way. Buying food directly from the person who created it is as old-fashioned as commerce gets. To a cynic, the farmer's market model might seem hopelessly out of date for our over-leveraged, tech-reliant lifestyles. But I can't be cynical, not when presented with the bounty of seafood and veggies and fruit and meat and cheese and bread I find at the farmer's market, together with familiar New Orleans people with their babies and their dogs. That's why I've been happy to report lately on how the Crescent City Farmers Market has been defying the naysayers. In fact, it just pulled off an unprecedented growth spurt. It debuted 3 new markets since the start of January alone. That means it now has 7 markets over 5 days. As a result, the number and diversity of vendors at the market is growing. And it means the map and schedule for these markets is more varied now, too. You'll find them in downtown, uptown, mid-city, Bywater, Old Jefferson, Bucktown, and Kenner. Heck, the market even has its own app now, so you can order ahead of time. But we know an app doesn't make a market. What makes a market is people and place and the flavors and energy that come from their interplay. You could even call them voice-activated. Want proof? Just go to a market and get New Orleans people talking about their food. The voices you hear will be active indeed. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?